Okay, hello everyone.
Hi there.
Okay, just going to open up my agenda here. Okay. Well, we'll call the meeting to order. And the first item is relates to the minutes from September 5th. And those are distributed. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
This is Doug. I'll second it.
Okay. Any discussion regarding the minutes? Then all in favor say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Matt.
Aye, Doug. Aye, Doug.
Okay. Loans this month are just two of them for $1.1 million. Jonathan, are these approved for proper public purpose?
Yes, they are, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
This is Doug, man. I'll make a motion to approve the two loans.
I'll second that. Any discussion regarding the loans? These are pretty run-of-the-mill, as far as I can tell. Okay, all in favor? Okay, all in favor say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Doug.
Matt, I vote no.
Okay. New business, we have a discussion and vote on staff attendance at the Schwab Investment Conference in Chicago coming up in mid-November. As I understand it, this would be Tom and Rich, would our work propose?
Mr. Chairman, this is Jonathan. It's Tom and Rich are proposed to attend. The total cost is a little over $4,100, of which, $2,500 is the registration for the two of them, and $1,200 is the hotel room for three nights. It's a four-day conference, or parts of 4 days, 3 days, three nights. And we've gone to this every year. I think last year I went to it as well. No, I didn't. You guys went to it last year. I skipped it. I went to another one last year in Chicago.
Okay. As I understand it, in particular with our new prudent investor standard and our new policy, there's some value to this conference on learning how to make the best investments right now. Can you tell us a little bit about it? I said, do I have to do a motion first? I guess I'll do a motion to approve the trip.
This is Doug. I'll second it, and I'm interested in hearing more about what's going to be going on there.
Good.
At the conference, Schwab brings together some of the best financial minds in the country to put on seminars and programs on a wide variety of interests. And because there's a lot of concurrent sessions that are going on at the same time, that's why two of us attend, is so that we can split up and come back and compare notes and talk about the different things that we've learned. It is a very intense program. Most of these seminars go into great depth and detail on the topics. But the nice thing about the Schwab conference is they bring people that are very good communicators and will actually answer questions. Most of the time on TV, when you see financial questions put up these days, you get pretty mealy answers. But at the Schwab conference, the presenters are very accessible and willing to answer any questions you have, and we've found them to be wonderful sources of information for us.
Okay. Anyone have any questions?
Well, this is Matt. I'll just speak. Oh, you can go ahead, Doug.
Well, I was going to say, I have no room for questions, you guys have done such a great job with our investments that I think it's worth continuing to learn about it. Just because I'm a curious person, I would like to see the agenda and the list of the workshops. I probably won't understand the titles of all of them, but it would be interesting just to get a flavor of it.
I'll cause it to be sent to you, Doug. I just sent one to Matt this morning, and in the future I'll send it out in advance.
Yeah, and this is just Matt. Thanks. This is just Matt. I'll make the same points I made before. Obviously, I don't approve the conferences, but I was shot down last time when I asked people to share rooms as a state policy can recommend, but we don't do that, so that would cut the cost in the room by $600, but we're not going to do that probably. And then the only other thing I'd say is, in the business world, conferences are on the downside, and I think one of the reasons is when a company sends somebody, let's say they sell a product, pens, they sell a product. One of the reasons when they go to the conference is you have to look at what they're going to spend on the conference. So this conference is $4,100. A business would have to say, how much are we going to make the $41 back? And obviously we're an investment company, so it's a little bit different, but we're not selling anything, so it's not like we're going to go there and meet clients and, you know, have a prospective situation where they're going to buy our product. And there's really no way for us to know that because of this conference, and especially since we do just such odd investments, we do mostly trust fund loans, which are particular to Wisconsin, and then just the bonds, which are just plain. We don't do a lot of this other investment. So if they're, you know, Jonathan mentioned something to me earlier that there's some investing in China and all this stuff. Well, we don't do any of that. So you guys will vote for it. I am opposed to it. I'll leave it at that.
I got to say it. If these guys learn one little thing that increases this by one basis point, it's worth $100,000. I think the $4,100 is money well spent.
But we don't know. I mean, we don't invest in any of those things right now.
There's a long list of items on that Impact 217 I sent to you, Matt. And yeah, we invest in companies that may have or bonds that may have derivatives in China. We really need to be aware of the Chinese economy as well, if you're doing that.
Well, apparently not. Because in July, UNESCO declared the tomb of the patriarchs.
Is someone talking?
I don't know. It sounds like a radio in the background.
That's what it sounds like to me.
So.
Anyway, so like I said, this is Doug again. I agree with Matt to the extent that some of these workshops may not be particularly germane, but I'm sure there are also others that do have some benefit, and that's why I'm sure you guys will choose to go to the ones that are most appropriate. And again, I'm looking forward to looking at it, and even more, I would be interested in you guys spending maybe 10 or 15 minutes at our next meeting after you return to kind of highlight how you benefited.
I'd be fine with that, because my only point is, just because we have such a limited investment, a pool of investments right now, we're not investing in very much. And, I mean, I'm sure that for many investors this is a lot of knowledge, but we're just not investing in it. So that's my whole point, and, you know, I'm not going to go on and on.
Okay.
We'd be happy. We'd be happy to provide that report to you, Doug.
Yeah, that would be just out of interest. Okay, Mr. Chairperson, let's vote.
Yeah, is there one other point? I think, doesn't this, Tom, does this help cover continuing legal education credits? And Rich, your continuing education credits now, too?
It covers Rich, but not me.
Oh.
Because of the fact that it provides continuing credits for those who have a chartered financial analyst designation, but they do not provide continuing legal education credits at this conference.
Okay.
So.
All right, then. I'm going to vote aye. We manage a lot of money, and we do invest. We are looking at making millions of dollars in investments in venture capital, for instance, and other things that I think it's worth having our people know what they're doing. So I'll vote aye. Doug?
I vote aye.
This is Matt. I'm a no.
Okay. All right. Are there any future agenda items? And then, Jonathan, Executive Secretary report, please.
Yeah, just one thing. There's no big activity on bond sales or purchases, and that's attached. I did want to bring you up to date on what was mentioned at the last meeting of reference, the unclaimed property program. We did get a response from the Department of Revenue for our request for information. And they gave us an accounting, which is the first accounting we received from DOR in 3 years on the unclaimed property program. However, the information detail provided by DOR was really not sufficient for us to perform an analysis of the program under DOR's management. For example, the information did reveal a few trends. The amount of unclaimed property remitted to DOR has decreased by almost 35% in the last several years. The amount of annual third-party auditor expenses has declined by 42% during that same time frame, and DRR has spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in advertising and promotion of the unclaimed program, on UPC program. Beyond that, DOR spent $1.3 million on the WinPass software, and we're now seeing a $68,000 a year service fee. So we think we need a little more detail to understand the breakdown of these expenditures and the reasons for the decline in revenue to the unclaimed property program. And we're going to ask them for more. I've actually sent them one letter already. I think I'm going to actually have to go over and talk to Rick. I corralled him last night, Brad, again, and he's open to talking about it. But if we can't get more information out of DOR, honestly, the only reasonable thing to do is to consider that maybe it's time for an audit, seeing as it's been 3 years without a report on the progress of this program.
Well, this is Doug. You know, so they're spending millions of dollars of the money that should be coming to us?
Well, that's a strong statement, Doug. They are spending money, and they believe it appropriately spent for software to coordinate their systems with the unclaimed property program, and there's a basis and a reason for doing that. What I'm only pointing out is we can't quite tell where the line is drawn, and we'd like more explanation. What I did say is that the amount of money coming into the unclaimed property program in the last 3 years has declined by 35%. And
no, I heard that.
But that's not them spending money. That's them not finding money or what have you.
Well, yeah, but they're spending millions to try to get people to come and claim their property?
No, that's not accurate either. They're actually, I think, spending less than was spent under the previous treasurer by a little bit, if you discount these computer software expenditures. But if they're spending a little less, that's appropriate. They're maybe more automated. What is a little troubling is the amount of money coming in to the Common School Fund is going down each year, and the amount of money being claimed or found is going down. And then there's a drop in the use of third-party audits, which if you know, a third-party auditor takes a 12% cut of whatever they find in an audit of a business, for example. So if you drop the third-party audits, it's not surprising you're going to have a decrease in the revenue coming into the unclaimed property program.
All righty, we'll keep pursuing it and keep us posted.
All right.
Okay. Anything else, Jonathan?
Nope, I'm done. Thank you.
Okay, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
Doug, okay, then I'll third it.
All right. Thank you, guys.
See you.
2 weeks. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.